being here. Really You're nice welcome. To meet you. Really appreciate the time, Albert.
Can
Hopefully,
I say something?
Please
right
do.
Here?
Yeah.
I hope everybody has a nice Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Thank you, Albert. We wish you a good Thanksgiving, too, to you and Brooke, Callie. We wish you guys a very good Thanksgiving. Have a great one, you and yours. And to everybody out there, wishing you a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy. We'll be back with original content on Friday, everybody. You guys take care, and we'll talk soon.
Yep. Thanks, James.
Thanks a lot for joining us, everyone. Stick around. Good things coming up for you right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A mass shooting at a busy Walmart in Virginia last night is coming into clearer focus. Witnesses say the gunman was a store manager who opened fire in a break room. Chesapeake Police Chief Mark Selesky.
Six victims have died. Four are in area hospitals with conditions unknown at this time. And the suspect is dead from what we believe was a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
The chief says an investigation is underway.
The Chesapeake Police SWAT team executed a search warrant at the suspect's residence, and with the help of the Virginia State Police, we cleared the house. We have reason to believe that there's no risk to the public at this time.
About 50 million Americans are jamming the road to Thanksgiving dinner right now. CBS's Chris Van Cleve along for the ride.
Miles of brake lights in Los Angeles. It's exactly the kind of backup Kevin Rigotti is hoping to avoid on his drive from D.C. to New Jersey.
Usually brutal trying to get all the way up, so I'd rather just do that today.
While the average price of gas has dropped 14 cents in the last week at $3.60 a gallon, it's still the highest Thanksgiving at the pumps since AAA started keeping track.
Extremely high, just to fill up my tank. So I'm not traveling. I'm staying local this year.
Overseas. Twin blasts in Jerusalem have killed a Canadian-Israeli teenager and injured at least 18. Correspondent Robert Berger is there.
It happened around 7 a.m. this morning during morning rush hour. First a blast at a bus stop and then a half an hour later at a different bus stop. It was a terrifying morning for Israeli commuters.
Israeli police blame the explosions on Palestinians. In Ukraine, the mayor of Kyiv says at least three people have been killed in Russian airstrikes today, including a 17-year-old girl. He says the strikes have knocked out power to the entire city. The UN's humanitarian coordinator, Denise Brown.
The impact of the damage to the infrastructure is massive. It's widespread destruction, which impacts people's ability to get by day by day.
Large portions of neighboring Moldova are also in the dark. Food prices have gotten so high, some people are skipping the turkey tomorrow.
Original stuffed crust, just $12.99.
A new poll finds 33% of millennials and Gen Zers are planning to opt for pizza instead. About half tell a Personal Capital online survey they're stressed out over Thanksgiving costs. Only about 39% of baby boomers say the same thing. The cost of groceries shot up more than 12% in October compared to the same month last year. The Dow is up 74 points, S&P ahead 22. This is CBS News.
If you're a business owner renting or leasing, you can save a ton of money and own a custom-designed building made by General Steel. Just call 888-74-STEEL and get a quote today.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Catholic Diocese of Superior is out with a list of 23 priests and other clergy with substantiated allegations of sexual abuse of children. This list is the result of three separate clergy file reviews, more than a year of meetings, and multiple sessions with the Diocesan Review Board. Bishop James Powers said the diocese is committed to protecting kids. State Senator Alberta Darling says she'll retire after 32 years in the Wisconsin legislature. Darling is a Republican from suburban Milwaukee. She says she'll step down a week from tomorrow. She served as co-chair of the powerful Joint Finance Committee longer than any other woman. Her retirement denies Republicans a supermajority in the upper house, at least until a special election is held to fill the seat. In sports, Badger football plays Minnesota for Paul Bunyan's axe on Saturday. The Packers try to get back on the winning track Sunday night against Philadelphia. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It is, guess what day it is, huh? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Hello to Oshkosh, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, Wausau, Waukesha, and Madison tonight. No, we are not the amazingly talented Kristen Bry, who remains on her honeymoon. We are Jane and Carol. Carol and Jane, going to take you through the next 3 hours. How are you, my friend Carol Kane?
I am fantastic. I guess I didn't realize she was on her honeymoon.
She's on her honeymoon. Yes, and actually, I got a text from the bridling last night.
Well, is she having a good time?
She said she's having a great time.
Good.
And lots getting some sleep, finally, which is good. And she said it's amazing what a decent night's rest and some sunshine and warm weather will do for you.
Well, you know what? We can't complain around here. It's been pretty good.
Great.
We just had kind of that cool stretch just recently. It was funny because I was coming in from the east to come to your studios, and I seriously, we got more rain and kind of a drizzly mix.
Yeah.
And I was coming on 94 to head out here, and I was like, what is that? Is that a big pile of salt? And it was, I had no idea you guys got so slammed over here.
Oh, it was bad yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
I would say from noon to at least 2 o'clock, it was coming down like crazy.
I'll be darned. Well,
yeah. Well, we're going to be talking to Ray Miller. He's a meteorologist with weatherology.com, and he's going to join us in our next segment just to talk about what the snowfall totals were like around the state and what we all know, the cold is coming.
Well, don't we always know? I think we do. I mean, and I, to tell you the truth, I don't mind it. I really don't.
I don't either.
Sometimes it's just, the only problem is just getting dressed to go out for a walk. That's the only problem for me, because it's like, how many pairs of pants do I need? How many shirts do I need?
Yep.
How many, you know.
Layers.
The layers, right. And then you've got the yak tracks that you got to put on so you don't fall over. And you
know. How do the dogs do with the paws when it gets really cold?
They're actually, Sydney is she's half golden, half Australian Shepherd. So she's got a ton of hair, and she's got a lot of hair between her toes. So
okay.
She's fine. Beauregard is my princess, which we're going to be talking about later on. I got him from Hawes, where they had that horrible plane thing happen.
Yes, yesterday.
So he's kind of my princess, and he is a coonhound from Alabama.
Oh.
And he has his little feet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't walk them anymore. They're 11, both. They're both 11. So they're, it's their two, their kid kind of old.
Sure.
You know?
Well, that's a senior dog. That's certainly a senior dog.
Sure,
but
sure.
Yes, we are going to be talking about that plane crash that happened yesterday in Pewaukee. Everyone is okay, which is a miracle, considering what happened to that plane. That's coming up later on. Still on the way this hour, our friend and the wonderful former secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism and the current president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva, Stephanie Kletz, is going to join us at 11:30 to talk about all the wonderful things going on as we approach the holidays in Lake Geneva. There's going to be stuff going on all over Wisconsin as we head towards the holidays. So no matter where you are listening to us, we would love to hear from you. If there's something going on in your community that you would like us to check out, just shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin.com, or you can always text us at 844-967-2789 or give us a call as well. Again, we're going to be here with you until 3 o'clock. I thought, Carol, for people who don't know us particularly well, and possibly you in particular, we've known each other. I figured this out last night. I think it's been 37 years.
Yeah, I would buy that.
Right?
I know we're coming up on four decades for sure.
Yeah. We were working for competing radio stations. We always worked for competing radio stations.
We always worked for competing radio stations. And, you know, honestly, one of my favorite stories ever about you was that we did that silly style show.
It was a celebrity fashion show.
Yeah, and so we did this silly style show, and afterwards, Jane was like, hey, you want to go grab a glass of wine or something? And I'm like, sure. And I came home that night. We stayed for a little bit at this kind of a dive bar on Wisconsin Avenue.
It was a dive.
Yeah, and I came home, and I said to my husband, I said, I have made a friend for life. And that's exactly where we sit.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I mean, it's a testament to that you can be staunch competitors and do the best job you possibly can for your employer, but you don't have to hate one another.
No, it never affected our friendship. And again, you were at your former place for 33 years. I was there for almost 25,
mm-hmm.
and we maintained our friendship through all of that. And it never really came up. I think what we found in common was the ability to complain to each other about our male coworkers. So that was kind of a nice, that might have been a little outlet.
Well, male coworkers and husbands.
Oh, and well, I didn't have one for nearly as long as you.
Yeah, no, we're actually going to be, we've been together, Lou and I have been together for over 40, and we'll have been married for 37.
Gosh, how old were you when you got married?
I was 27, and he was 38.
Okay, so it's not like you were 22.
No, no.
You know?
No, I was 27, so do the math. I'll just tell you, it's easier. I'm going to be 64 years old in a couple of weeks. So I tell him all the time, I do. And I think it's funny. He doesn't seem to find the humor in it.
Uh-oh.
I'm always
this will be good.
I always say to him, I don't know what kind of game you were spitting, but you reeled me in like a big fish.
Because you knew that first night that this was going to be, you had one date, right?
Our very first date, I came home and I told my roommates I'm going to marry him. And they were like, you were just hungry.
You're hungry?
He took me out for dinner. Yeah. He took me out for dinner. And full disclosure, he took me out for dinner and we had nothing in my apartment. Nothing to eat. We had Velveeta, minute rice, and a couple of sticks of butter.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, see, we were just poor. We had nothing.
Right.
And my roommates were still in college, and they said, go out for dinner. He was taking me to a supper club. He said, go out for dinner and order a lot of food, because he's going to be expensing it anyhow.
And so you can bring home the leftovers to your roommates?
He must have thought he was dating a lumberjack, because I was like, I'll take that. And I packed it all up.
Two prime ribs, please.
I wish I could say no to that. But I took it home. I put the bag on the counter and I said, I'm going to marry him. That was it. And 4 years later, we got married.
Yeah, but they determined that it wasn't love. It was actually malnutrition.
See? I was having a malnutrition seizure or a diabetic problem or something.
Something. Apparently, yeah. You were in a
low
fog.
Blood sugar.
You were in a fog. Well, we're going to be talking about spouses between 1:30 and 2 o'clock. There is a big TikTok that's going around that I cannot believe is genuine. It's mind-boggling.
Well, it is mind-boggling. I can't wait to talk about this because it is mind-boggling, but also at the same time, sometimes what I see that people post on TikTok or even just social media, just the sheer stupidity when you hit send,
fascinates me.
What were you thinking?
Why, you know, I say this all the time, even before you send off a nasty or snarky email to somebody that's, you know, made you angry. Write it down. Go back. Take a look at it. Take a break. Go back. Take a look at it. Mm-hmm. And really see if this is the message you want to convey.
You can't bring it back.
No, and that's the same with you can put that thing on your phone, but go back and take a look at it and go, this is a bad idea.
Absolutely. I do that on Twitter all the time.
All the time.
I'm going to flame this person, and just zing them, and it's like, maybe that's not
the best idea.
A good plan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't do that. So that's coming up between 1:30 and 2 o'clock. All kinds of things coming your way. Al Dertke with the International Institute of Wisconsin, which puts on the Holiday Folk Fair International. That is this weekend in West Dallas at the wonderful State Fair Park Expo Center.
Fun.
And Harold Mester from Mitchell International Airport. He's the director of PR there. If you're going to be traveling this winter, good news, because if you're going to a warm weather location, they're going to do the coat check again.
Oh.
Just think about it. You know, this weekend, and we'll find out from Ray Miller in just a little bit, this weekend is going to be in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to have your coat when you're going to the airport, and especially if you're parking in the ramp and you got to walk however long. And they discontinued it for a while, but now it is back, so you can actually check your coat before you get on the plane to go to Puerto Rico or whatever wonderful,
nice,
warm weather destination you're going to go to, and then pick it back up.
Nice.
Because those things are bulky. They take up a lot of room, too.
Well, especially when you're coming from, you know, and most people do use a vacation like that in the dead of winter, yes, when it is super cold and you really need a long, heavy coat.
Yeah. And it's, again, think about the space it takes up in the overheads, and there's already such a, I call them luggage wars and overhead wars.
Yeah, no kidding.
And we could do a whole segment about that, because I would volunteer to be the person at the gate who makes people put their overhead stuff in that little measuring thing.
And go, nope.
Yep.
Nope.
I would be perfect for that job. I really would.
I bet you would.
I volunteer. I'll tell when we get Harold on the phone, I'm going to tell him that if they need someone to do that part-time, I am the woman for you.
You're the sergeant at arms, basically.
It just irritates me to no end, you know, and they haven't taken those little things away. If your carry-on case is bigger than this, you cannot put it in the overhead. Nobody follows that.
To tell you the truth, I just bite the bullet all the time and just check a bag. I do.
We usually do too.
And usually before I get the bag checked, I'll shove my coat in my bag that's going to be checked. And so all I got going onto the plane is my purse, my wallet, and, you know, my phone or something, so I can play some stupid game, you know?
Yeah. Well, we are going to take a break, and when we come back, Ray Miller from Weatherology is going to be joining us, telling us what happened over the weekend, what happened yesterday with our first snowfall in our beautiful state of Wisconsin, and just how cold it's going to get. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Mike. Huh? What day is it, Mike? Huh? Woo-hoo! Mike. Huh? What day is it, Mike? Huh? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Hump day!
Woo-hoo! It's hump day.
Hump day!
Woo-hoo!
Uh-oh. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Mike. What day is it, Mike?
It's hump day.
Hump day!
The Devil's Advocates.
Well, if the rapture comes, I hope they take me and leave Dom.
If the rapture comes, we'll be here tomorrow, Mike, taking your calls. We certainly appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
Come on, man. You must mean the royal we.
So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Hey, if you want to go meet your maker, Crudy, don't let me stop you.
I'm your maker.
You've
already met him.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance. tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Welcome back to As Goes so Wisconsin. Delightful. Carolyn, Jane and Carol filling in for the honeymooning Kristen Bry. Heard from the Bridling last night, and she is doing very well. As we mentioned, meteorologist with weatherology.com, Ray Miller, is joining us. Ray, how badly did we get hit across the state yesterday, or did it really vary a lot depending upon where you were?
It varied a little bit. So far, our snow totals, or total snow coverage on the ground now, is between 2 and 4 inches over most of the area. So it wasn't anything too dramatic. But, of course, being the first real significant snow event of the year, I think it still probably caught a few people by surprise.
Well, it's always remarkable, isn't it, how people completely forget how they drove last winter?
Yeah, and I'm guilty of it as well. I think we all are. And, you know, I should know better, and I have the same problem as everybody else. It just catches everybody.
You want to know something, though? Because I did go out and take a walk today, because I live more on the North Shore area. And what I think people also need to keep in mind is that even though it may not still be on the ground, it's slippery out there, you know, because the temperatures are so cold. I mean, I was kind of like skating on a few things. So just because going back to the driving thing, just because it looks like it's dry doesn't necessarily mean that it is.
Right, and we've had daytime temperatures that have been right around the freezing mark. So you get a little bit of melting, and then it refreezes overnight. So even areas that have been well-cleared and well-treated end up getting some of that runoff as the snow melts, and then it refreezes overnight. So even areas that may have been dry and or just wet during the day and fairly easy to walk or drive on, all of a sudden get a little bit more treacherous once that temperature dips back below freezing after sunset.
Yeah, and this wasn't that nice, light, white, fluffy snow. This was snow that had a lot of moisture content. This snow had a lot of oof.
That's exactly right. And that's what tends to happen when you have these temperatures that are just kind of hovering right around freezing. You get the really high water content snow. It's more of a pain to shovel because it's heavier. Just not a lot of fun.
Well, you know, what's interesting is I go back to what Jane was talking about, how people just forget, you know, and it's really not brain surgery. It's Wisconsin. We know it's coming, right? I think it's fascinating how people just don't even think about it anymore.
Well, you know, and the thing is, too, there's a difference between thinking and doing. It's very easy to kind of tell yourself, okay, it's getting to be winter. I need to slow down a little bit. And then that first system comes through, and you're out in the middle of it, and you've got to get the kids to school or to basketball practice or hockey practice or whatever the case may be, and you're running behind, and you didn't really give yourself enough time, and it just kind of sneaks up on you a little bit.
He is a meteorologist with weatherology.com, Ray Miller, joining us on As Goes Wisconsin, 844-967-2789, if you ever want to call or shoot us a text. Well, now, Ray, now we got the deep freeze coming.
We do. We're going to see temperatures dipping even further below average. We're already below average. Our usual daytime high is around 40 degrees. We're not going to be anywhere near that. And an even bigger drop in temperatures coming, particularly as we head toward the weekend. We're going to see highs only in the lower 20s and the upper teens as we get to Friday and on into Saturday. That's colder than what our usual overnight low should be this time of year. So it is a very dramatic cool down, even more than what we've already seen.
Now, as we move forward into our winter and we've gotten our first taste, what do you think is going to, do you have any kind of expectation as to what we should be expecting for this season?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that we're looking at. There's really kind of two factors that we look at when we're talking about making a long-term winter forecast. The first that I think most people are at least passingly familiar with is El Nino and La Nina. And what that is just it's the condition of the water temperatures out in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Central America. Variations in those ocean temperatures have a really big impact on our weather in terms of where storms track, how much moisture is available to those storms. Right now, that's shifting into a La Nina pattern. And what that means is that the temperatures out in the Pacific are a little bit colder than normal. For us, that translates generally, not always, but generally translates into colder temperatures and more precipitation. Now, it's not a particularly strong La Nina, so it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to have a historic winter in terms of cold temperatures and snowfall, but it does trend just a little bit above average in terms of the potential for snow and a little bit below average in terms of what our average temperatures would be.
Ray, it was so weird this spring because I have annual flowers, snapdragons and alyssum, which overwintered from last winter. That shouldn't happen.
No, it really shouldn't. I'd be very, very surprised if that happened again this year with the way the longer-term pattern is setting up. I don't think you'll have a repeat of that.
Are we finding anything that's that is new on the market? Maybe I'm asking the wrong person, but I probably should be talking to somebody from the DPW. But is there anything that helps fight this snow and this ice that we have on the pavement that's really as what you've seen is effective?
You know, there have been some improvements. You know, it used to just be put down salt and sand, and that was it. And now, you know, the transportation department and the folks who are involved with that have come up with chemical treatments and things like that that work a little bit better. In terms of specifics, I'm not really all that well versed on that. But yeah, there have been some improvements as far as that goes over the last roughly decade or so.
Ray Miller is a meteorologist with weatherology.com, giving us a little forecast of what we can expect as we head into winter. Ray, thank you so very much. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Have a great day. Coming up next on As Goes Wisconsin, she is the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. You have a high school tie with this woman, Carol Kane.
I have a familial, basically. I mean, we grew up in the same town. We're from Beloit, Wisconsin, and I knew her family very, very well.
We're going to talk about that with Stephanie Kletz and all the things coming up in Lake Geneva right after the break. Stay close. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I've stopped and I brought lots of corn for popping. The lights are way down low. So let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally say goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll only hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. Long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Doorman here. It has been brought to my attention, nobody knows we at DoorWorks also provide and professionally install storm doors. We offer Provia storm doors because they provide 16 different colors, smooth functionality, and durability. Some models have beveled glass and brass accents. Some provide additional light, ventilation, and protection from the elements, along with safety features like heavy-duty stainless steel screening. So call DoorWorks anytime, 424-5777, and tell them Doorman sent ya.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Puzzles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to WisCovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year, watch football, and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Marshfield Medical Center has shut down their SANE program due to what they call business reasons. Sexual assault nurse examiners, or SANE, were informed the day the program was removed from the Marshfield Clinic that their positions in that program were ending. Marshfield Clinic declined an interview with WSAW News 7, but replied in an email that the program in Marshfield would be consolidated with the medical center in Weston with no interruptions to patients. Nurses who were afraid to be identified for fear of retribution expressed concern for patients who are already vulnerable, being told they now need to travel an additional 45 minutes to receive treatment. They also thought the timing was odd, as the program was about to grow from 2 to 6 nurses in a matter of days. Much of the funding for this program comes from a state grant program, the Wisconsin SAFE Fund, which reimburses healthcare providers for most, if not all, of the costs involved. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 43. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, lows level off around 29, high of 42 tomorrow. Upper 30s Friday, much warmer on Saturday with highs in the mid 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 34.
And you squeezed in some time for us, so I'm really, really grateful to you for that.
Well, you got it. And my brother, of course, you know I have 9 brothers, and my brother number 4 is in love with Carol, always has been, and he would have been disappointed if I missed this opportunity.
Kyle, how's Kyle doing? I mean,
he's doing great.
Good, good.
Well, yeah. we're going to talk about that in the next segment. I want to hear more about Kyle's crush on Carol and how that all went down. Plus, growing up with nine brothers, I can't even imagine. Where do you want to start? Where do you want to start in Lake Geneva with all the things that, are coming up for the holiday season?
You know what? Let's start kind of in the order that it's going to happen. And so the first thing is the day after Thanksgiving. Put this on your list, especially if you have children or grandkids or great-grandkids. In Lake Geneva, you know, once winter comes, you're not seeing any boats on the lake. But in Lake Geneva, we do the Santa Cruise. So this beautiful historic boat goes out, and it's literally on a quest to get to the North Pole to see Santa Claus. So kids love it because, you know, you're on the lake in November and December. It goes through December 30th, and you'll see all these illuminations until you finally make it to the North Pole. You see Santa's workshop. Santa is outside, and you're on the boat, but you can hear him. He's mic'd up, and he reads who's on the nice list. And, of course, no kids naughty. But they do an adults-only cruise, and some of those folks get on the naughty list.
That's an unbelievably charming thing to do. I mean, seriously, that's just, was that your idea? Did you come up with that?
No, I didn't. That was the folks at Gage Marine, and they own the Lake Geneva Cruise Line. But what's really cool is when you board the boat, of course, you're on the dock, but they've created this polar vortex. So picture walking out to a boat on a wooden dock, but all of a sudden there's fog and you can't see anything, and you go through this tunnel, and then all of a sudden you come out of that fog, and there's this beautiful boat. And it's all decorated for Christmas. It is so cool. Yeah, put this one on your list.
Okay, so how long does that go again? It goes until when?
Yeah, the day after Thanksgiving, the cruises start, and it goes through December 30th.
Okay, so, and you must have the because Lake Geneva is so charming overall, you must have the downtown completely all decked out. It's just a nice, it's a beautiful day trip for somebody from this area.
It really is. And Milwaukee and Madison are really discovering us more and more because so many people, you know, say, oh, I'm going north. Well, that's why we get so many Chicago folks is because they go north, and that's Lake Geneva. And so we're telling people, come south. And the one thing we hear over and over and over again, especially in winter, where we have the downtown in all white lights and the boats, the Santa Cruz are in white and green, is that this looks like a Hallmark movie. And I say that every day I go to work. I mean, when the snow comes, it is picturesque. It's so lovely. And if you don't get into the holiday spirit in Lake Geneva, you're just not going to get into it.
You have no soul. There is a hole in your heart somewhere if you can't get jolly on the Santa Cruz, at least.
That's true. Well, and I got another one for you, too, that's a first for the state of Wisconsin. And that is the world's tallest glass-blown Christmas tree is coming to Lake Geneva. And it's the first, second, and third weekends of December from, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Again, it's free of charge. And these guys are creating this glass. They take thousands of pounds of green and clear glass and basically put it in this crusher and then get their blow torches going, and they create this masterpiece right in front of your eyes. And it's going to take place at Yerkes Observatory, which if you've never been to Yerkes Observatory, it is the birthplace of modern astrophysics. People like Carl Sagan studied there. Albert Einstein was a guest there. And so the grounds were created by the Olmsted brothers, who, of course, did Central Park. So you'll be on the grounds of Yerkes Observatory with the world's largest glass-blown Christmas tree.
Are you planning on doing, like, snow sculpting and ice sculpting, too, in Lake Geneva?
Oh, always.
Yeah,
always.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that comes in February, where we host Winterfest and the U.S. National Snow Sculpting Championship. And it's really crazy because the last 2 years for the National Snow Sculpting Championship, we have a team from Florida. And so we kind of call them like the Jamaican bobsled team, because it's like, what are they doing here? But the last 2 years, they have been crazy good, because they basically made the transition from sculpting in sand to snow, and they've been second place both years, and they're amazing. These are snow sculptures that will stop you in your tracks. And if you are finished looking at the 15 snow sculptures, then you walk through downtown Lake Geneva, and we have about 45 ice sculptures. So there's an ice sculpture tour. So you go from the really big pieces to the smaller, miniature, but beautiful pieces as well.
Stephanie, is there prize money involved with this? I mean, is this, can you make a living snow sculpting?
No, you know, most snow sculptors have a lot of other jobs. It's like almost any artist that's really good for a long time, you're going to have other jobs. But some of them do make a living because they do ice sculptures, and they'll do them for different hotels or weddings and things like and things like that. But there's no prize money for this one, but it's the national championship. So one, it's bragging rights. Two, they get a lot of exposure. And three, their trip to the world championship is paid for.
You know what I think I'm trying, what we're trying to highlight too is, I mean, we're talking about the winter months right now, but there is so much. If you have not been to Lake Geneva, you are doing a disservice to you, yourself, and your family. There is, it's so full. It's so full of life. Year round, there's always something to do.
Yeah, it is. And if you're not a winter fan, but we haven't even touched the surface with all there is to do in winter yet, we have some great indoor activities year-round. One of them is a show I recommend to everybody, and they kind of, I don't want to say they poo-poo it at first, but it's like, oh, you have an illusionist in Lake Geneva. You know, how good can he be in Lake Geneva? Well, this last year, it's called the Tristan Crist Magic Theater. Tristan was named the number one illusionist by the International Magician Society this past year.
Wow.
His show in Lake Geneva is so fun. It's touching. And it's a theater that seats 200. So literally, the first time I ever saw a show, I was 5 feet from the stage. 5 feet. He made a helicopter appear. He made a Harley disappear. And I'm like, how are you doing this? It's not like, you know, I saw David Copperfield and I was half a mile away. You are 5 feet from the stage and you don't know how he does it. So I recommend doing that. And for something outdoors, we do have the Lake Geneva zip lines and adventures. So you can go zip lining in winter and do their ropes course in the winter, which is really cool.
Wow. Some friends and I did that a couple of years ago for, we get together for our birthdays, and that was our birthday celebration. It's a lot of fun. I would do that in the winter. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll take good care of you.
Stephanie Glett is the former secretary of the Wisconsin Division of Tourism and the current president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva, talking on all As Goes Wisconsin about all the things you can do this winter. You got the great little shoppes. You have fabulous restaurants. What else should people put on their calendar, Steph?
Well, I would like them to put the 47th Annual Electric Christmas Parade. It's happening December 3rd. Put it on your calendar. I have the joy of emceeing the parade. But again, it's that hallmark moment where we have, I like this parade because some Christmas parades are so long and you're freezing. Some are so short, there's like 10 floats. This is like 75 floats. So it's so fun. We have parade ambassadors that pass out candy because it's a nighttime parade. We don't want kids running into the street. So they walk up and down the street and kids get candy, marching bands. And my favorite is we have the Lake Geneva Hot Air Balloon Company, and they bring their big burner. So, you know, there's this fireball coming down the street at you, and it's warm and toasty. So that's a great event as well.
Now, if somebody wants to, I mean, we're throwing a lot of information out at the people, but you can just go to the Visitors and Convention Bureau and get a whole list of stuff, can't you, Steph?
You can. And so you just go to visitlakegeneva.com. And we have thousands of events and hotels and restaurants and, you know, activities. But we also, when you come to Lake Geneva, we have this crazy thing called a visitor center right across from the lake where you'll experience good old-fashioned customer service. And I get phone calls about it and emails every day, people saying, wow, your staff is so friendly, they're so knowledgeable. But these are folks who have lived in Lake Geneva most of their lives. A lot of them are retired, and they are passionate about Lake Geneva. So they'll help you plan for anything. You tell them what you like, and they'll get you all set up.
Well, and we have Brooke, our social media czar, is going to have links to everything. And if you want to find out more, you can just go to asgoeswisconsin.com, and we're on all the other social media things that Brooke can list off, which I cannot.
I do. I love Lake Geneva. I just think it's so charming, and they've done such a great job. Like you brought up, and Jane brought up too, the restaurants are so great. It's a great day trip, but you know, if you really want to treat yourself at this time of the year and just kind of feel like you are escaping and going to like a little fantasy land, get a hotel room, go out for dinner, and just hang in Lake Geneva. You will, you'll have a wonderful time. Period.
Steph, not everything is super high end, right? There's all kinds of different accommodations available.
There is, and that's the one thing, because people are like, "Oh, it's so expensive." We have everything, you know, and we have some deals. So it really, if you contact us, you'll find hotels, inns, B&Bs that are really beautiful and affordable. But as we talk about winter, if you like looking at snow but you don't like being out in the cold, we have igloos all over the city, and I can't recommend them enough, where you can get hot chocolate or coffee or lots of cocktails, appetizers, meals. And there's a place called the Maxwell Mansion. It was the first mansion in Lake Geneva, and it was named after Dr. Maxwell. So if you've ever heard of Maxwell Street Days, that was named after Dr. Maxwell, who practiced in Chicago and had this home in Lake Geneva. But they have the state's largest igloo, where last year I got married in. And it's incredible because it has chandeliers, it has couches, chairs, dining tables, and it's one big igloo. And it is it's so cool. So if you've never experienced an igloo, you rent them for about 2 hours at a time. Some are along the lakeshore, some of them are at motels, some of them are, you know, on the street. It is so cool.
Who builds these things, Stephanie?
Well, you know, it's like a very thick geometric dome made out of, I don't even want to call it plastic. It's like a plastic, but it's hardier. So what I love is you can be in this igloo and it can be snowing on you. You can watch the sunset and you're warm and toasty with your own fireplace, electric fireplace inside the igloo. And so there are obviously companies that do them, and Lake Geneva must get an awful lot of them, but it's become kind of a favorite tradition for people.
That's so cool. I want to do a weekend now just to do the cruise to Santa's to the North Pole and see if I can get on the naughty list. And then
what are you talking about? You're already on the naughty list.
Exactly. You don't need to take a cruise to know that.
I'm there already. The wonderful Stephanie. Go ahead, Steph.
Well, I was just going to say, and one other thing we haven't even touched on is Lake Geneva is home to one of only four ice castles in all of North America.
Well, we're going to break in about 30 seconds, so hang on to that. We'll have more details coming up on the other side. She is the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva, Stephanie Klett. We'll be back with us when we come back right after the break on As Goes Wisconsin.
Standing in the heat and doing ice cold holiday made just for me and my baby.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Only News Talk Station.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Carolyn Jane, Jane and Carol filling in for Kristen Bry. Stephanie Klett is the current president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. Stephanie, I found a song about Lake Geneva just for you. So if you want to work it into your promotional stuff or something, I'll send you a link.
Okay, I'm ready. Oh, I thought you were going to play it, so I was just waiting for you to play it.
So you were telling us about something else that we should all hit up in Lake Geneva this winter before we had to go to break. You want to continue with that?
Yes, yes. So we're one of just 4 places in North America that has the ice castles. And it is so hard to describe unless you've been there. It's the hottest ticket in Wisconsin, and we mean it. It sells out every year, and it can be frustrating trying to get a ticket. I've even had congressmen from outside of Wisconsin and a congresswoman call me to say, how do we get a ticket? Because they had constituents that wanted to come. And I'm like everybody else, you know, you just have to wait and go online. It's icecastles.com. They never know when it's going to open because they have to grow millions of pounds of ice. And they have these ice artists that create castles, slides, tunnels, a water fountain. Things are lit up with LED lights. It overlooks Lake Como, which is in the town of Geneva. So it's about 4 miles from Lake Geneva. It's stunning. It's a wow. And they have this beautiful music playing. So when you come in, wear boots because it's not an even surface. And you're going to get a little bit of a workout. So accessibility would be extremely tough on this one. But the reaction to it has been overwhelming. Well, and it's one of the coolest things I've ever done in winter.
It's got to be pretty spectacular if you have out-of-state politicians leaning on you to get admission. That's remarkable.
I know. it's true. And it is. There's nothing like it. And I recommend you can go during the day. And it's really cool because you can see every little detail. But when you go at night and they have this, it's almost like spiritual music playing, and you see these huge snow creations glowing pink and purple and green, and yet there's all this open air as well. You know, you'll be in a tunnel in a cavern, and then you come out and it's open sky. It's breathtaking, and it at the same time, it will take your breath away. There's nothing like it. And now, for me, it is not, it's not winter unless I have done that. And I go on the website like everyone else. This isn't thrown by Visit Lake Geneva. It's done by the company called Ice Castles. And it would have to be a company because they're true ice artists. And just watching how they grow the icicles is riveting. It's just cool from the get-go. So put ice castles. It usually opens up around mid to late January, and it goes until the weather doesn't allow it anymore.
You know, the thing is that what I love is the you're all in. That's what I love. I love the fact that Lake Geneva is all in. In fact, the whole state of Wisconsin is kind of all in. So many people out there just fight the cold weather, where it's just give into it and enjoy it. It's really so spectacular. You know, just put on an extra coat and a pair of boots and head the heck out. You know what I mean?
You know what, Carol? I absolutely agree with you, because for years, it's not that I hated winter. I just didn't really like it. And I had this friend up in Bayfield teach me about moisture management, and it cracked me up. But it changed my life, and it's how to dress right for winter, because it's usually a hearty wind that'll get you, or the dampness. And once I was taught that, I now love it. But you know, I think a lot of people think, oh, winter, that's just for snowmobiling and downhill skiing. And though Lake Geneva has that as well, that's just one aspect of winter. But speaking of that, we have Wilmot Mountain. So we have the Grand Geneva has the mountaintop where a lot of people ice skate. They have a sledding hill and they learn how to downhill ski. It's a great area for that. But Wilmot Mountain, just 15 miles away, Wilmot Mountain was bought out a few years ago by Vail. And
wow.
they spent millions of dollars rehabbing this area. They have one of the most fun tubing hills. And tubing helped me fall in love with winter as well. I tubed for the first time when it was 5 below zero. By my second run down on the tube, I was dripping sweat. And so the guy next to me was 80. I had a kid, you know, next to me who was like 8. It takes no skill. Just, you know, if you're ready for a little stomach drop, it can go up to 35, 40 miles per hour on that tube. They have slower hills as well, though, if that's too much for you. But, you know, it doesn't take any talent. And I say that because I like to downhill ski, but I didn't learn till much later in life. I'll never be good. You know, I'll always be that person going really slow and, you know, and so tubing, you can,
yeah.
You know, there's no skill set required.
No. I had to embrace tubing because I almost killed myself downhill skiing one day. I ran into a tree and then I flipped over. And I mean, it was ridiculous. I wish they had America's Funniest Home Videos of that, because it was just ridiculous.
Stephanie, but, in the 2 minutes that we have left, because we're coming up against a break again. I want to know about your brother, Kyle, and the crush he had on Carol, because you all grew up in Beloit.
We all grew up together. Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So I have a shout out to Jeff Retzero, Kyle, Jared, John, Derek, Matt, and Benji. But brother number four, we call him Mr. Personality. So he was like the cool guy. Everyone loved him. But his, I'd say secret love, but it wasn't secret, was Carol. And we kid him to this day that Carol is the one that got away.
He's, you know what? He was so darling. And there are so many, Jane, what you don't understand, there are so many Klett stories, Klett brother stories.
Well, she has 9 brothers.
Yeah. And I remember 2 things. Stephanie, I remember when you got, or 3 actually, when you would come in from your church services and come into my dad's pharmacy, it was like ants on a hill. It was like, how do I keep track of all the Kletts? And then the one time that your brothers got umbrellas and jumped off the roof because they wanted to play Mary Poppins and they almost all killed themselves. And then the monkey story, when they ordered a monkey out of the back of Boy's Life and they tormented your poor grandmother. They're classic Klett stories.
I hated that monkey. His name was Peppy. I hated Peppy. I was a little girl, and I'd get out of the bathtub, and Peppy would attack me and get stuck in my hair.
Oh, God. Stephanie,
I hated that monkey.
We're going to have you back just to tell more monkey stories brother stories.
There's so many.
Stephanie Klett, the CEO and president of Visit Lake Geneva, thank you so very, very much for joining us today. Take care, my friend.
And to both of you, happy Thanksgiving.
You as well. Stick around. We'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown.